It is rotten to have a birthday during the holidays, or is it? A look at the pros and cons today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot, and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of PowerTrader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of PowerTrader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-933-1785. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-933-1785. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-933-1785. 1-800-933-1785.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 23rd, the 357th day of the year. On this day in 1971, the first of the twin World Trade Center towers was completed in New York City. Anyone with a birthday this time of year can tell you all about the downsides, but a surprising number of people we ask said they enjoy having a birthday near the holidays. Some say the festive atmosphere makes their birthday feel even more special. Kids enjoy not being in school, and there's often extra family and friends around to celebrate. And here's a touching custom shared by one family. A father made it a ritual to trade birthdays with his young daughter. He bore the disadvantages of her December birthday, while she gained the benefits of a summer celebration. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.